While the pandemic has stretched health workers and put hospitals under pressure, there's also been sharp surging cases of the severe respiratory infection, RSV, around the world. It's a virus that typically presents as a mild cold, but it's particularly dangerous for children under the age of 2 and the elderly, and often during winter. During the pandemic, the patterns of the RSV outbreak have defied normal seasonal trends. But why? Emily Burke takes a look.
Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, affects people of all ages, but the biggest burden is on the elderly and very young children, especially preterm babies. And around the world, it results in more than 3 million hospitalisations every year and more than 100,000 deaths.
It often presents with a dry sort of sounding cough, and certainly a wheeze can be heard as well, and difficulty breathing in younger kids. And then young kids can also present more with reduction in feeding, fever, lethargy, and even pauses in their breathing at times.
Dr. Danielle Wurzel is a respiratory paediatrician at Melbourne's Royal Children's Hospital. She says the pandemic has changed the typical seasonal pattern of RSV, which usually peaks in winter.
New South Wales and WA, it was spring-summer period last year that they saw their peak. Brisbane, Queensland saw their peak sort of early 2021. And then ours was a bit later. February, March, we saw our rising numbers. So will we see a peak later in 2021 again, similar to what we saw in March? And we just don't know yet.
For the past 18 months, people have spent more time indoors, away from other people. They're wearing masks, and respiratory illnesses like RSV have been circulating at historically low levels. But that's changing now. According to Professor Kirsten Spann, a respiratory virologist at Queensland's University of Technology.
Because everyone is in less contact with each other, there's no sort of chronic low-grade circulation of RSV that's sort of giving everybody's immune system a little bit of a tweak. And so we're becoming very RSV naive in that we don't have even a low amount of antibodies circulating in the population, so we're becoming more susceptible to RSV when we see it.
Hospitals in the US and UK are also treating a growing number of children with illnesses usually only seen in winter, while in New Zealand, where it is winter, RSV cases have been skyrocketing. Dr. Wurzel says the treatment options are limited at the moment.
We're fortunate in Australia that the vast majority of children make a full recovery. We have multiple hospitalisations, but very, very few deaths in Australia. The picture's obviously very, very different in low and middle income countries, where it's a major cause of pneumonia and actually mortality. So it is a major worldwide problem. We don't have an effective vaccine, but there's a lot of effort and work going towards a vaccine, and certainly, you know, using some of the platforms that have been developed for the COVID vaccine hopefully will inform, you know, in the near future, a vaccine against RSV.
We've protected ourselves so well that we've left ourselves open to RSV in the sense that it's infecting us and making us sick.
Professor Rena Gildial from Canberra University is another respiratory virus expert.
There are quite large programs in the world looking at immunizing mothers, which will then transmit to early immune protection for babies. So there's lots of effort around the world, but there's nothing available now that we can go out and ask our GP for the vaccine.
That's Professor Rena Gildial from the Canberra University. Emily Burke with that report.